please, the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
I'm not going to go the route maybe that I intended to go exactly. I'm going to try to follow God for a few moments, and I'm not going to keep you a long time unless God just says stay a long time. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I've been helped by being in the house of God this morning. It's been good to have been here. I could leave right now and say our God met with us and God helped us. God helped us. And I know God takes his word and speaks to our hearts. And I believe my heart, God uses songs that has the word of God in them and uses them to speak to our hearts. God also just uses you brothers and sisters to encourage you and help you. Just being in the house of God and being around, seeing folk that love you and care. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for who he is, what he does, and he's trustworthy. Amen. Thank God for that. Stand, please. Chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem, Judea, went down to sojourn the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech and Naomi's husband died, and she was left and her two sons. They took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might from the country of Moab, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, just want to say thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine presence and a manifestation of yourself here in this service. Thank you for every song that's been sung, every testimony given. Thank you, Lord, for that sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And thank you today, Lord, that that peace of God, that passeth the understanding of man, settles down deep in our hearts. Father, I praise your name today and thank you for all that you've already done and doing and shall do. And I pray for a few moments just to help us share a little bit from the word of God to help us. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the book of Ruth, I've preached many times about a backslidden mother and thought about a backslidden dad today. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit, but what I'm really going to get to is verse number 6. I just want to say a thing or two and be through. But today, these folk could come in the house of God. And I don't know everybody that's here, and I certainly don't know the hearts of everybody. But I do know this, Elimelech left out of Bethlehem of Judea, the house of bread, went down to Moab in the country of his enemy. And got down there, and down there he paid the price. And by the way, you never go away from God without taking somebody with you. And have you ever looked at that and thought about it? Four left, but only one got back. And that's a sad statistic, isn't it? And Naomi didn't get back, and thank God she did. I was reading earlier and noticing verse 20 and 21, she got back and said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Just call me Myra, because she'd been out of the will of God and so forth. But thank God she, if you read on the rest of the book, she got back and she got blessed, and her daughter-in-law married Boaz, and she got the older grandson, and she really was blessed in the end, but she had to come. She had to get right, and she had to let God help her. There may be somebody here today that knows not the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're lost without God, and you're away from God. You know what Imelech means? It means, my God is king. My God is king. Right in the middle of that phrase is, God is. God is. God just is. Amen. And they don't have to debate about that. God is. And then make it personal. He said, my God is. And I'm glad he's my God this morning. I'm glad, thank God, I have one that is strong, that I can depend on, I can lean upon, and I'm learning to lean, as that song says. And I praise that God help me just lean heavily upon him, because he is trustworthy to lean upon. And so he said, my God. Then he said, he's king. He is king. Praise God, he's in control of all of it. Brother Jeff again said he has power over the Satan, he has power over everything. And he does. Now his two sons' names means sickly and piney, and they sickly and pining away, but thank God, my God is king. My God is king. Now, Imelech died down in Moab. He paid the price, and there he left, and his two sons. But I want you to notice verse number 6, and that's what hit me here this morning, got me stirred up, and I really need some help. Really needed God to do something for me today, and I walked in here, and God met with us. There's many of you sitting there today that you needed something when you come to the house of God, and God met with you, and God helped you, and God encouraged you, and God strengthened you. I see some of you right now and shaking your heads, and some of you testified to the very fact that's so. And I want to say to you today that God visited his people. Amen. I remember Brother Tim preached here the other week about God still makes house call. I want to say today, God still makes church calls. Amen. Amen. God's still coming by. Amen. God's still making his calls. And I praise him and thank him for it. She was down in Moab, and she continued there 10 years. And you know the story about the backslid dad. He got his family down there and messed up. If you like that dad or mom, you need to get right with God. And if you're not saved, you need to get right with God. But Naomi, down there in that far country down in Moab, she heard back there in Bethlehem of Judea, God had visited his people. There'd been a famine in the land. They got the place where they couldn't find bread, and they having trouble getting jobs and all that kind of stuff. But Imelech decided he'd take his family and go to somewhere else where it looked more promising. That's what Lot did. He looked towards Sodom, pitched his tent down there, and wound up in a mess. And Naomi wound up in a mess. She said, I went out full and came back empty. I want you to know, you can't leave God out and get by with it. You just can't do that. God messes with you. Amen. He'll mess with your heart and get you order. Are you longing for something? And I was thinking about this when they were singing, and I trust in God, and I was thinking about what am I going to say when I get up to say something. I need to, and I felt like God wanted me to say something from this scripture, and God had definitely laid it upon my heart. God had definitely said something to me about it, and I realized that truth, and God had so moved in my heart, my life. And then I looked at that verse in number 6, and she heard that God had visited his people. It may sometimes feel like and seem like that things are not like they ought to be around the house of God or in your life or whatever. It may be that things get cold sometimes and things get kind of bleak, and you look at yourself, and I do, and I feel like what in the world's wrong with me, and I'm in the way, and I'm a problem, and all that. But then God comes by. Then God comes by. And I hear that God has visited his people. And I say, hallelujah. I'm glad God still visits his people. And Brother Jimmy Cox, this morning God came by and he visited us down here. And I say, hallelujah. And I praise him and thank him for visiting us down here in Gateway. Amen.
And God came by my way, came by my heart, came by my life, but he also came by yours. Amen. I'm glad today, thank God, that I want you to go out and tell people and let them hear that God came by and God did something for us and God met with us and God helped us. And we found out that we can just trust God. And we got some help, and we worship God, and we just let God have his way. I say hallelujah. What better Father's Day can you have than just let the Heavenly Father just manifest himself and come by our way and help us along the way. Amen. I'm glad today they got a Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father that I can depend upon and trust. Needs my help. I appreciate my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I appreciate all God's given me, all God's done. But, oh, thank God for him. Amen. That is all together most lovely. Amen. He come by. There's not a real dad. There's not a real dad in this house anymore in the world that's a real dad. That if their child called them up and said, I need some help, that you wouldn't do everything you could to get to them and try to help them. You'd go through whatever you had to go through to get there. You'd get to them some way. If they said, Dad, I need some help, I'd do everything I could to get to my child. I'd do everything I could to help him or her. I'd do everything I could. My Heavenly Father hears our cry.
Amen.
Help. Father, I need help.
Amen.
God the Father looks down and said, that's my youngin. That's my child. Needs some help. I'm getting to him. He needs loving up. I'm going to love him up. He needs some encouragement. I'm going to give him some today. I'm going to help him. I say, glory, hallelujah. If I wouldn't turn mine down, I know mine won't turn me down. And I can say to you today, thank God for the Heavenly Father for us. She heard God had visited his people. He has here today. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for your visit. I know you live within our hearts, and I know you come with us every time we come, but I know you meet in our midst every time we meet in your name. But Father, today somehow you just manifested yourself. You just made yourself surreal. You just, as it were, opened up heaven to our hearts. Lord, we can find the help that we need. Lord, thank you for all that you've already done. And I don't know what you may do in the rest of the service, but Father, I know what you've already done. And I praise your holy name and give you glory and honor and thanks. But Father, maybe somebody here yet today that they know they need you to do something for them. Lord, they may need to get saved, born in the family of God, come to know Jesus Christ personally, so they could say, my God is king. My God is king. And Father, I'm glad it's my shepherd, my king, my Lord, my Savior. And Father, I pray tonight, today, that you speak to hearts of those that know not Jesus. Then those that may know him, but they're falling afar off, I pray today be the day they come. Then maybe somebody just needs to come and pray. I don't know. Many folk have, but Lord, I pray in this invitation, you do something special. In Jesus' name, amen.